Good morning, and welcome to our morning devotions for Easter Wednesday, the 3rd of March 2024, brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Archdeacon Dwight Rohl, Rector of Christ Living Anglican Church, Ridgeland Park West, New Providence. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith, that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Some words from our Gospel appointed for today, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verses 13 to 23. Now on the same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had taken place. Whilst they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other whilst you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hope that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What is a life-changing encounter? The Emmaus story is a living parable for Christian discipleship. It suggests that if we travel life's journey in company with others, sharing our faith and doubts with them, Christ will be walking beside us, opening our minds to his saving truth. Just as he gave understanding to the two on the road to Emmaus, so he does for all who take time to listen to him. His promise remains, "I am with you always." In those early years, they had many proof of his powerful presence, as seen by various miracle stories in the Acts of the Apostles. Today's story dramatizes Peter's healing power once he called on the name Jesus. Not only is the crippled man cured, he jumped up and entered the temple with them, leaping and praising God. The people's amazement gave Peter a chance to explain to them the very source of his healing gift. He received it from the risen Christ, now even more effective than he was during his earthly life. Our spirituality takes us on an Emmaus journey, our pilgrimage of faith. We may be perplexed by some of the things that happen to us, maybe the loss of a job, a career failure, even the collapse of a relationship, and being let down by friends. We have been shocked by the many murder cases in our country for the first quarter of the year. We are rightly troubled by the injustices in our communities, the failure to value every life as God's creation, and the ongoing destruction of our environment. When so much around us seems gloomy, we may feel as helpless and downcast as those two disciples on the road. Like them, we need the light of Christ. When we cannot make sense of all that is going on around us, we need to lean on His everlasting arms. We need to search the scriptures together to help us walk the right path and together receive His sacrament present in the breaking of the bread. And then we can go out and live His risen life, bringing new life to others. The two disciples were leaving Jerusalem because it had such painful memories for them. It was just outside the city wall that the one who they loved and trusted, whose message gave such hope and meaning, had died. Jerusalem had killed not only Jesus, but the hopes of his friends, and cast a shadow over them. Although they didn't realize it at the time, Jerusalem was not just the place where Jesus was put to death. It was also the place where he rose from the dead and where the risen Lord would gift them the Holy Spirit. It was the center from where his message would spread out to the world. The Lord journeyed with these two disciples to help them understand and see that there was more to Jerusalem than they realized. Often the place we try to get away from, which seems dreary, lonely, and dark, are where the seed of new life can be found. For God can always bring light out of darkness. After 2,000 years, we can rest in the blessed assurance that the God of Emmaus is still among us and stays with us when our days are almost over and our evenings fast approach. The God of Emmaus, who is risen and appeared to Simon, continues to appear to us. The God of Emmaus appears along the road of our existence, calling us to recognize his presence among us and order our days and our steps. The God of Emmaus, who can vanish from our sight, can be found in the scriptures, in our worship, and in the breaking of the bread and prayers, offering us heart-burning knowledge of his being and setting before us the gift of life. Amen. Thank you for listening. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. We pray that you will share it with others.
From the grave.